Continuing to read and comment on how to realize God. Still, other goals must be met. Quieting the energies, the pranas, through pranayama. Purifying or refining mind and emotion. Quelling the ever-constant movement of the restless external mind and its immediate subconscious, where memories are stored. Preserve memories which give rise to fear, anger, hatred, and jealousy. It is our past that colors and conditions, actually creates the future. We purge the past and the present, and we fashion the future in the present. In general, it's good not to think a lot about the past, what we do with our awareness, where we decide to place it. Past, present, future relates to where our energy goes. If we think a lot about the past, which chakra is the past? Muladhara chakra, right? That's not particularly a high state of consciousness. But we're putting our energy in our Muladhara chakra by thinking and talking a lot. Not occasionally, you know, but thinking and talking a lot about the past is unnecessarily placing energy in the Muladhara chakra, whereas we want it higher than that. However, if the past looms up in a recognizable way, meaning certain events in the past keep being remembered regularly, and aren't our happiest memories, shall we say, then it means we need to purge them. There's some emotional content in them that we haven't gotten rid of, or there's some aspect to what happened that we haven't accepted and understood. So that's a different type of past, where it's a couple times a week we keep thinking about the same event that happened 20 years ago. It's telling us, the subconscious is telling us, this is unresolved. Maybe you want to figure it out. And then when it's figured out, when we understand it or accept it, or write it down and through Vasana Daha Tantra just take the emotional content out of it, we don't think about it regularly anymore. It goes away. So those items which need to be purged, we don't have to go looking for them. Unless we're doing the Maha Vasana Daha Tantra, then we're looking for them. But otherwise, we just wait for them to pop up. Fashion the future. Oh, I have to be careful about that. As Gurudeva says, if you worry a lot about certain things, you can put so much energy into those worries that you actually create the experience that otherwise wouldn't be happening. So, better to think about positive events for the future. And the most structured way of doing that is through the use of affirmations. It's always good to have an individual or a family affirmation going on that talks about the future. Particularly if there's any changes we want in our life. We're trying to move from one job to another, trying to move from one city to another. We need to affirm a positive future when we're undergoing change. Otherwise, worry can come up. Gurudeva created an affirmation for the monastics. So every morning we, except Sun One, every other morning except Sun One, we after our half an hour puja, we go to the Gurupitam and we start with our monastic affirmation. It talks about the five kulams and what we're doing and so forth. So Gurudeva was a strong believer in affirmation. The affirmation talks about the kulam goals, meaning the goals of the different departments in the monastery. He's also a firm believer in always having goals. So sometimes we feel we're kind of standing still in life. Maybe we need to redo our goals, that we've kind of achieved them all, or they're outmoded for some other reason. But even if we're retired, we need goals. It keeps us going, keeps us developing. Otherwise, you know, you don't stand still. You either go forward or backwards when it comes to human development. So we want to keep moving forward through affirmation and goals and avoiding worry about the future by having positive plans. All of these emotions, which refers back to fear, anger, hatred, and jealousy, are the powerful force that bursts the seals of the psychic chakras 4, 5, 6, and 7. Once harnessed, turned inward, and transmuted, this life force drives the spiritual process forward. Well, energy is energy. And we have a choice of where to put it. What we do and what we don't do determines where our energy ends up. As we said, if we think a lot about the past, it ends up in the Muladhara chakra. We allow ourselves to get fearful, and it goes down even one more. If we get too intellectual, it ends up in the second chakra, Svadhisthana. But where we want to have it is the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. So to get it in the fourth chakra, as Gurudeva says, we have to harness the energy so it doesn't get into anger, fear, hatred, or jealousy. Have control over it, and then we can get it into the fourth chakra, which is observation. Gurudeva puts that in a nice way. He says, observation is the first awakening of the soul, and it's cultivated through abstinence from excessive talk, right? But what does excessive talk do? It's just like thinking a lot about the past. It's using the energy in the first two chakras, excessive talk. You're expressing your energy through your first two chakras with excessive talk. Notice he puts the word excessive in there. We don't want to all go silent. Gurudeva says, don't talk. No, excessive talk. Some talk is necessary to keep social protocols going, keep a sense of harmony flowing between people. But we don't need excessive talk. So if we can observe our mind thinking, observe our tendency to be drawn to certain external objects and all, then we're utilizing the fourth chakra. We're observing the mind, watching the mind think. If we're just thinking without observing, then we're not utilizing the fourth chakra. So the fourth chakra is very important because we can see our habits. The mind is very much a creature of habit. You wake up in the morning, you reach for the same thing, be it a cup of coffee, whatever. We're creatures of habit. Go through the same routine. Physical habits are easier to see than mental habits, but we also have mental habits. In other words, a mental habit would be when something goes wrong, we get discouraged. That would be a normal mental habit. And then we might, something else goes wrong, we might end up giving up. So we get discouraged twice on a project, we end up giving it up. Not a good habit to have. How do we overcome it? Well, first we have to see it. You know, if we can't see the habit, we can't overcome it. That's why being in the fourth chakra is important. Instead of just going through these reactions without being that aware of what they are, and one step further, without being aware of the reaction but not seeing the pattern, we can't change it. But we can change ourselves in dramatic ways through this simple process of cultivating observation of our mental patterns, choosing the ones we like and changing the ones we don't. That's a good place to stop. Have a great day. Om Namah Shivaya.